Firehouse, Love of a Lifetime. I was expecting a little karaoke there. I do have a guest this morning. We're running a wee bit on the early side this morning, but we decided to bring a special topic to you. I have Lieutenant Christian Perrin from the Worcester Post of the State Highway Patrol and Holmes County. And he's looking at me in absolute terror because I thought we could talk about Egypt and quantum physics today.
Well, on the topic of Egypt, did you see that the pyramids actually have structures underneath that they believe were sonic resonators?
It's about time they finally discover that, is all I'm saying.
Were you expecting that?
150,000%.
All right.
So, it is April Fool's Day, so we are going to talk safety. Da-ding, da-ding.
Yes, but no fooling around.
None, because this is really very serious. Because we do have a little bit of moisture coming in the next few days. We've been talking about it a lot as we do our weather forecast. We are looking at a potential 4 to 6 inches in the next 4 days. And so there could be some flooding. There could be some roadway flooding. And you gotta exercise safe practices.
Yes. 4 to 6 inches is a lot. So when you're dealing with that, you just need to be careful and make sure that you're driving slower. You don't want a hydroplane.
Have good tires.
Check and make sure they're not worn. There should be a little bit of tread on there. Make sure that there's no wires showing.
I had no wires showing.
And then you do want to make sure that when you're approaching a roadway that you can't see that's covered with water, that you're not driving into that. Because like we talked about it earlier, or a couple of weeks ago, that you can actually drift away in just a couple inches of water.
And it ain't no Dobie Gray happening here. We're talking your car floating down the river.
Yes, you don't want to do that. If you do get stuck in the water, make sure that you're rolling those windows down so you can have an escape path and be able to get out.
But don't do it.
Don't drive through the water.
And when it is raining, whether it is daylight or not daylight, have your headlights on.
Yes. Make sure that people can see you coming and they're not going to pull out in front of you or anything like that, and especially in the rain. The good rule of thumb is if your windshield wipers are on, those headlights should be on.
It's kind of the rules.
Yes.
And it's not for you to see. It's for people to see you. The other day when it was raining, I'm driving down the roadway, and I kept yelling at every car that didn't have its headlights on because we had the wipers on. It was raining. I'm like, turn your headlights on. Not that they could hear me. Not that they could even know that I was telling them to turn their headlights on. But I was doing it just to try to help them be safer. Because obviously they weren't listening here.
Roadway Karen.
Ouch. So, but it is important. You know, rain may not give us, you know, things that we have to plow, but it also has its own certain set of safety standards as well.
Yes. Yeah, so very important. Make sure when you are driving in the rain that you are slowing down. And that you are giving more distance to the cars ahead of you, and keep those headlights on.
And be wary of bad weather. We could have some storms. You never know. And so you want to, if it's going to be dangerous, just stay home. It's always the best thing to do. There's nothing wrong with staying at home.
You got to get out sometimes.
Mm.
Just do it safely.
Exactly. All right. Anything else?
No. Drive safe, be safe, have a good day.
Wear your seatbelt.
Wear your seatbelt.
Make good decisions.
Don't text and drive. Don't drink and drive. You know, the usual.
The huge. Yep. So,
have a good day.
That was Lieutenant Christian Perrin with the Worcester Holmes County Post of the State Highway Patrol. Right now is hometown sports. It's being a barrage.